This is Leo with Two Harbors Community Radio, KTWHLP. We are visiting with Gene Sewell, director of North Shore Horizons in Two Harbors, Minnesota, this Wednesday, November 15th. We're just one day out from the big annual day of giving across the state of Minnesota that's been going on since 2009, and that is what we call a Give to the Max Day, organized through givemin.org. I say those that look up on the internet because that's where you're going to want to go to find out how you can support all the various local and even statewide nonprofit organizations that you feel are doing work that needs to be supported. That's why we're having you on today, Gene. Gene, welcome to the show, and I'm going to let you tell us about what is and has been happening at North Shore Horizons in the decades that you've been in existence. I don't know your story about how long you've been with North Shore Horizons, but the organization itself goes back to 1980-81.
That's right. And first, I want to start by saying thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I've been with the organization for nearly 7 years already, which seems like a long time, but we always have something to do and we're always busy. And there are always people out there willing to learn, wanting to learn or needing some assistance. And it makes the years fly by a lot faster than in some other positions that I've held. North Shore Horizons, just to give you a little history, you're right. They were developed in 1980, and in 1981, they became officially a nonprofit. It was a small, just a few person organization. It has since grown exponentially to cover both domestic violence and sexual assault prevention and intervention programming. And about 15 years ago, we also added 6 units of supportive housing in order to better assist victims and survivors of domestic violence as they get their lives together and move forward from what can be some very frightening and ugly years behind them. So that is kind of in a nutshell what we do. We provide legal advocacy and sexual assault and domestic violence advocacy, as well as educational courses that help our clients and the community. Our community is always welcome to participate, that help them to achieve that independence that they're looking for, to fill out job applications, to interview, to budget, to understand nutrition a little better. All of the things that we like to know in order to feel that we're making the right choices for us and our family.
Wow, that's a nice overview, Gene. It makes me think about how we can encourage folks as to what North Shore Horizons can do. And I don't know when you consider yourselves fully funded, because you're probably always aspiring to do new things or do things that you're doing more thoroughly. Is there a specific need at this time for where you need to strengthen your support to in support of? You know, we came out of a pandemic. It's been challenging for some organizations to keep fully staffed. Any of these things relevant to you?
Well, as a matter of fact, Leo, our funding was through the federal government was cut in half this year. And that is throughout the state, everyone's funding was cut. And the state was able to help us make some of that up. But, you know, they're not going to be able to come to do that for us on a regular basis. So we are working really hard to try to find other ways that we can generate some funding. It is the Office of Justice Programs is federal, and they provide us with nearly all of our funding to run operations and pay our staff and to keep things going.
Wow.
And so it is a big hit. We've seen some organizations in the state already start closing down some of their programming. So now is more important than ever that we garner some community support. Every little bit helps to keep us running. We did lose one staff person, actually the first person I've had to replace in 5 years, but we do have some good qualified candidates and we'll be interviewing and filling that spot. One of the issues is I'm not even certain at this point whether we can fill that full time, although it was a full time position, because I need to plan for the future. And if we can't find a replacement for some of that funding, you know, we're not going to be able to continue to support all of the staffing that we have.
Right.
And that would be unfortunate because we're already down to bare bones, and to lose one more person or even half of a position would strongly affect the number of services we're able to provide, and we're hoping to avoid that. So we need the community right now. We really do.
I'm humbled by the fact that I haven't been following it carefully enough to know that, and I'm saddened that not more of us are aware of the shortfall that you got from the federal government on programming that had been supported for a very long time. I hope that efforts are underway outside this conversation, outside the Give to the Max context, to try to bring back more full federal support. In the meantime, though, in the breach, hopefully the public who benefit from having such vigorous programs, you know, for people who are dealing with such critical issues, that we can come through for you, Gene. I don't know if you have any particular goals for Give to the Max or for individual giving in general, but you could stand to significantly increase funding from individuals, couldn't you? Or are you also going towards foundation support as well, making applications for grant monies you haven't needed before?
We have been working closely with the county, Lake County HRA, in order to request some assistance for our supportive housing units.
Okay.
We are working with the county, hoping to increase some of the funding that they give to us. And also, we are in discussions with the Northland Foundation, as well as the Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation, in order to get some funding and make it through this budget. Do know for the federal government that they don't intend to increase back to the levels that we originally were receiving from them. So even tapping into these foundations, that's short-term assistance.
Right.
And what we're asking for right now is that the community members who receive, whose friends and family receive services here, that if they're in a position that they're able to give really anything, everything counts to our organization, we are more than grateful, particularly at this difficult time.
Yeah, it sounds to me, and I think you already pointed out, for some organizations statewide, it has been an existential threat where they've had to eliminate some or all of what they do. I did not know that was what you were up against. That makes appeals to all of us who live and thrive in this area to help keep North Shore Horizons strong, I would think. I offer again the opportunity for you to just say, do you have any particular goal for Give to the Max or through the end of this year for individual giving? Are there any other opportunities, campaigns underway to help boost that individual giving? It sounds like you could use all the help you could get from us.
Oh, we sure can, Leo. Our board is actively meeting and attempting to come up with some solutions that will provide a buffer for some of this shortfall. One of them include a campaign with the larger companies, particularly the manufacturing companies in the Two Harbors and Lake County area, in order to perhaps start an employee giving program, or if the organization itself would be open to helping us out. So we've got board members actively working on that. We have a fundraising committee that are planning some pretty awesome fundraisers coming up, and our goal would be, actually, we would need to multiply our community donations by probably 50,
wow,
not 50%, but 50.
50-fold.
In order to cover our shortfalls. So at this point, there isn't a specific goal. We are just asking that people give what they can. I know that times can be difficult, and we don't want to see anyone in a bad situation financially, but if you are able to give, our goal, honestly, is to find as many new and existing donors in the Lake County area as we can.
Great. So this goes well beyond what we'll see in the next 24, 48 hours through Give to the Max Day. We're speaking with Gene Sewell today from North Shore Horizons, and finding out a real reality check about the setbacks that they've had in their federal funding that call on us all to step up. And I don't know how else we be creative. It seems like there needs to be political redress here. Gene, that's kind of outside the confines of this conversation, but I'm sure glad that you alerted us all to what you're facing, you know, in 2023. I think we all need to step it up and pay more attention to this issue of supporting services for people who've been critically impacted by either domestic violence and or sexual assault. Any last maybe encouraging words, Jean? I hope there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel here for your organization, and anything that we can do to bring it to people's attention. We're hopeful we can bring awareness to that.
Oh, and I appreciate it so much. I just want to say that the board and the staff here is very passionate about our mission, and we're working as a team in order to address the issues. And no matter what it looks like, we won't go away, and we will do the best we can with what we have.
Sure.
But we're still going to be here. Okay. And with the help of the community, we maintain the services that we currently offer.
We had a little glitch there sound-wise, Jean, but I think the gist of it is that you're persevering, and everybody is keeping a positive attitude that North Shore Horizons is going to continue for the foreseeable future. We sure hope we're part of helping making the financial situation better, as you guys do so much programming that makes a real impact here in the community.
Thank you, Leo. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share some of the issues we face.
Yes, thank you, Jean, and we'll come back to this and visit with you down the road so we can find out a little bit more about how all of us can maybe make a difference to help organizations like yours, which are needed as much as ever in 2023. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you so much, Leo.
Take care now.
Bye.
Jean Sewell, the director at North Shore Horizons. They are one of a couple of dozen local nonprofits that you can support on Give to the Max Day, going to givemn.org anytime now through midnight of November 16th. This is Leo for KTWH.